Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. A good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Baby,
Let's go.
Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Thank you for joining the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, you should see an icon there that says Follow This Show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis, as well as Facebook and Twitter. So if you have a Facebook account, you can follow us on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. Go into Facebook and search for The Frank Williams Show. Also on Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, guys, again, thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the show. I want to apologize real quick for yesterday. I didn't have a show on yesterday, but it was because, seriously, I was like dog tired yesterday. And I had to stay in bed and get me some rest, okay? So I wasn't able to do a show on yesterday. But today, we have a barn burner. So stay tuned to the show. And today's episode is called, This Is What Makes Pastors Look Bad. Now, I was given an article by someone about this pastor in LaGrange, and you know, this is an unbelievable story, but I had to share it with you guys because, I mean, I couldn't believe it, and I wanted to share it with you all because, I mean, and you can go look this up for yourself. You can find the article on Troup County News. And if some of you guys know, Troup County is a county in LaGrange. Okay, it's the main county for LaGrange, Georgia, which is about 45 minutes to an hour south on Highway 85, not Highway 85, but Interstate 85 south from Atlanta. Now, here's the deal. And I'm going to read this, you know, line by line from the Troup County News. This is a sodomy conviction nets 30 years without parole. A Lanette, Alabama man who helps pastor a Baptist church received an astonishing 30 years in prison without parole, followed by life on probation, after a jury convicted him of aggravated sodomy against his invalid ex-wife. The guilty verdict was an invalid, means that she doesn't have use of her faculties, use of her, you know, legs and arms and stuff like that. She can talk, but, you know, everything else is gone. Her muscles and stuff have deteriorated and gone. Now, the guilty verdict was read Wednesday afternoon in Troop Superior Court after the jury deliberated for about 2 hours. Aggravated sodomy carries a sentencing range of 25 years to life. The 55-year-old defendant is not being named because it would help identify the victim. Troop County News generally does not identify victims of sexual assault. That's what sodomy is, guys, sexual assault. The defendant had been offered 2 years in prison and 8 years probation in exchange for a guilty plea to sodomy. Let me tell you that again now. The defendant, the pastor, had been offered 2 years in prison and 8 years probation in exchange for a guilty plea to sodomy. Now, it says, I quote, "Injustice, injustice all the way," the man's brother said after the verdict. "There was no evidence, none whatsoever. It's nonsense." The 43-year-old victim, who suffers from advanced multiple sclerosis, says she was forced to have anal sex last summer at the LaGrange apartment she said she shares with her teenage daughter and son. The defendant helped care for his ex-wife and said he even considered them still married, although they divorced about 10 years ago after 11 years of marriage. "We had a good relationship when we were married, and he continued to provide well for the family," the woman said, testifying in a wheelchair directly in front of the jury box. She said the longtime truck driver would come to her residence a few times per week, and they had continued sexual relations after the divorce, but had to quit because of her illness. One night she was in bed and he pulled a comforter over her head so the children would not hear her scream and gave her suppositories against her will, pushing them in with his genitalia, the woman said. I told him no, leave me alone, but he didn't stop. He got off on it, she said, crying. When he got through, he left the room. He didn't even apologize for doing what he did. The victim told her home health nurse about the abuse, and the nurse called adult protective services, which in turn notified police. The couple's daughter told police she had walked in on her parents having anal sex, and her mom told her, "Help me, help me." She woke up her brother to tell him what was happening, and he told her to go back to bed. "I didn't want to believe my dad did something to my mom," the brother testified. "I just don't believe my dad would do something to my mom like that." Jenny Phillips, senior detective in the police department's special victims unit, interviewed the daughter and asked if she knew why the interview was taking place. "Is it about my dad raping my mom?" the girl said. The teen also wondered if she would have to go into foster care if her father went to prison. On the witness stand, the girl said she walked into the room while her parents were having sex and didn't recall her mother hollering for help. "I don't like testifying against my dad, who told me he was sorry I had to see it," she said. The defendant's mother testified that he's just like an angel. "He's a preacher and works in the church," she said. He gets a busload of kids and takes them to church. The defendant denied forcing his ex-wife to do anything. He suggested the accusations might have something to do with his ex-wife's psychological condition, medication, or the trauma of being raped by another man in 1994. Golly. When he crumpled on the cross-examination from Chief Assistant District Attorney Monique Kirby, y'all are taking one thing out of 17 or 18 years and trying to nail me to the cross, he said, raising his voice. I still love the victim, he said. I still love my family. I still want to take care of them and be the father I was before. Now, the police came to the apartment to interview his ex-wife. The defendant walked out of the residence to check on his truck and go to Bible study. Odd behavior, Kirby said, noting that he didn't even ask why the police were there. The strongest witness against the defendant was the defendant himself, Kirby told the jury. Defense attorney Julian Lynn urged the jury not to return a guilty verdict out of sympathy for the victim and her medical condition. I'm going to go back and say that again. Defense attorney Julian Lynn urged the jury not to return a guilty verdict out of sympathy for the victim and her medical condition. She said the woman couldn't see what was going on behind her and got confused. She said there was no semen or DNA evidence in the bedroom or on the victim. There's no evidence because it didn't happen, Lynn said. You can't decide this case based on assumption. Judge Emery Palmer cited the victim's disability in sentencing the defendant, who had no criminal history whatsoever, in the words of his attorney. You were in a position of power, and it adds to the level of culpability, Palmer told the man. If he happens to get out of prison at age 85, he would have the privilege of registering as a sex offender. And that's the end of the story, guys. Now, here's what I'm seeing. You got a pastor that's, you know, let's put it like it is, raping his ex-wife, okay, raping her, not having sex with her, because, you know, that's two different things. Okay, now, he raping the woman. Yeah, I guess he having sex with her, but he's taking it. You know, he's not. This isn't love for the wife. You know, this isn't romance, right? Okay, and he's hurting her. He was putting suppositories, and you ladies out there know what suppositories are. He putting suppositories in her butt, and then shoving them in her butt with his genital or with his penis. This man's sick. Now, they offered him a plea bargain of 2 years with 8 years probation. 2 years of prison, and then he gets out, and he goes on 8 years probation. Now, he didn't take the plea bargain, okay? He didn't take the plea bargain. He wanted to, he was saying that he's innocent. I want to go before the jury. Give me a trial, all right? He went to trial, and got bamboozled. And they come back after 2 hours and put out a guilty verdict. He just got 30 years with a lifetime of parole. So if he does make it to his 85th birthday, as they say, or 88 or whatever, 85th birthday, then when he gets out, he's going to be on parole for the rest of his life. Not too many people make it in prison until they get to age 85. I'm sure somebody has, but they're few and far in between. Now he was in there. He was with his ex-wife, shoving suppositories in her butt. Now he's going to prison, and guess what? These prisoners know what he did. They know he's a pastor. Y'all think that he might have a few suppositories shoved up in his butt while he's in prison? Y'all think so? I guarantee you, he's getting ready to get his, if he's not already getting his. And he's going to get it for a long, long, now, I see where the ex-wife was coming over, taking care of her, and then she was, they were having sex together. Okay? Now that's not really unheard of. Okay? But now that she got the disease, and now physically she can't do anything. Now he's still taking control of what's going on. He's still, doing this woman like this. That is, it's just unheard of. Why would you do that? Why would you do that to your ex-wife? You aren't mad with her. You don't want to harm her, I don't think. Why are you doing this kind of stuff to your ex-wife, who has multiple sclerosis? Can't help herself. You were going over there to help her out. But yet, you go over there and take advantage. And I don't know how long this was going on, but man, this guy, and I had to share this story with you guys because I couldn't believe it. Okay? And this is how the story goes. This is what makes pastors look bad. Okay? Now you're looking that was something that I said the other day, last week on the show, when I was saying why people don't go to church. This was one of the reasons. It's because they're on edge about their own pastor. They've heard something about their own pastor, about the pastor of the church, and they don't want to be a part of it. Things like this that happen. I mean, I know every pastor can't be, Mr. Goody Two Shoes. I know that they're human beings. But at the same time, not all human beings do this kind of stuff. Who does this kind of stuff? I mean, if you are having anal sex with her, man, do that. Why you got to shove suppositories in her? Why are you trying to harm her? Seems like you'd be trying to take care of her. You know? If I'm having sex with someone, I want to take care of them, right? Because you want to continue that. You want to continue that relationship. But, you know, because you have the upper hand, so to speak, on her, you come in and do whatever you want to do. You know, this should be, I don't know what happened before now. I don't know if he'd been doing this before now. But I guess she was enjoying him coming over and taking care of her. I guess he was taking care of her in more ways than one, right? I guess she was enjoying him coming over and taking care of her. And the act is supposed to be enjoyable by both parties, right? It's supposed to be enjoyable by both parties. I mean, it's amazing, you know, how God made man, how God made woman, and they're able to be together. Y'all with me? You know, it's like, y'all remember that movie Avatar? Avatar, they had these long ponytails, right? And at the end of these ponytails, they had these follicles that they could take these follicles and join them together, and then they are like as one with that thing that they were riding on, that monster or that flying thing that they ride on. Okay? And that's how God made male and female, right? So you get together and that's how you bond. Okay? But it's supposed to be a great experience for both, right? Now he's turned it into something way, way down the road. That's what makes pastors look bad. This is what makes pastors look bad. I'm not doing this to make pastors look bad. I'm just doing this because I could not believe this story. Thank you guys for tuning in today. And I hope you had a great day at work today, if you did have to work. And I hope you have a great day tomorrow. Tonight is the opening night of the NBA season. You're going to have the Miami Heat and the Chicago Bulls tonight, 8 o'clock. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach it by phone.